Motorola, they just don't do all of what I wanted to do. and I need to get at least one good doing band radio that can do a good bit of stuff and that I can use and have plenty of use out of it and be able to learn it and understand it and all that.
Well, the problem for me with Motorola is getting it programmed. That's why I was curious about that.
I understand. I want to learn how to program the Motorola's. It's a lot of money to buy the software, and then you got to worry about what software you get, because sometimes you'll buy it, and then it won't be the ham bands. And then, it costs you a fortune to buy the programming, a fortune to buy the instruction manual, and by the time you get done buying all that, you have probably got $1,000 in more than you would in little small HP.
Motorola's in Kenwood, you can get kind of pricey on that stuff, 204 HK.
WWZ for ID, 204 HKX. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. Although, if you have another roller and you can talk on it, you got you a good radio for a long time.
Now, they do that, and they usually run a little more wattage than the regular ham radio does, if I'm not mistaken.
They also seem to have a good receive on them, too. I can fit mine in the window or in the floor sometimes, and not even near the window, and I can usually listen to the nets on the net every night on it. So it's got a good receive. I don't know how it does that, but man, I like that. And then also, I do have a question about ham radio, Patrick, if you can answer it. I came to notice that on the business radios that we use for school and on the weather radio stations, on any regular radio station pretty much, you can usually receive it without a problem. And also, on the business band radios and stuff, which they use the same type of technology that us hams do, it doesn't really seem to matter where you are located. If you are located, well, no, hang on. It doesn't seem to matter if where you're located. You can usually get good transmit and receive, even on the HT. So, my question is, why can't we not get that same kind of performance in the ham bands?
Depends on what radio they're using, and they're probably using digital radios, and that narrows the bandwidth down, and they get better transmit and receive out of them. But you lose some of the audio, like you and I talking right now on FM. It has a better modulation, more natural sound, where if you go to digital, it doesn't do that. It's got more of a robotic sound and more of a computerized.
Roger.
And it's in the ham band. It uses the Motorola as the way it operates. So, it's kind of that way. I am at home now, so I'm going to jump out of here. You have a safe trip on into the house. KO4HK. And I'll be there for now.
73, Patrick, and thank you very much for answering my question. I'll probably try and ask some more people and see what I can come up with on that. But, yeah, you have a good point. I guess digital has a lot to do to make things a little different. 73, God bless. Talk to you later on down the road. KO4WWZ. I'll be on the side listening for anyone who wants to talk.